Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions.
All right, everybody, I just learned the truth about the United States going to war with Iran, and it is so much worse than we thought. Over the past few days, I've been connected with reliable sources who have been filling me in on the escalating tensions in the Middle East. It's finally gotten to a point where I can now fill you guys in on the behind-the-scenes reporting that we've been working on verifying and making sure it was accurate. This reporting not only lines up with statements made from Donald Trump, from Marco Rubio, from Mike Johnson, but this behind-the-scenes information makes the Trump administration look so incredibly incompetent, so weak, and so bad that it should turn every single American against the admin. They are lying to our faces, which is very clear, but we're also missing a huge part of the story that this administration will never tell you. So make sure you drop a like on this video to boost the message. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the truth. And before we fully jump in, the breaking news that we got moments ago is that U.S. Central Command is now saying internally that this war against Iran is likely to last through September, per Politico. So that's an extra 6 months. And if we're going six more months, it'll probably be 12 more months, maybe even 18 more months. These forever wars that we get roped into happen so quickly, and they're hard to get out of. It's easier to start a war, to decapitate a regime, than it is to pull troops out or to end this after we've been struck at, after we've had troops die. Donald Trump will continue to want to escalate and retaliate, and this will be a longer war than we thought. But the reality is, if we just back up for a second, the United States was not even the one who wanted to start this war. Israel pulled us into this, and we actually have proof of that. So Marco Rubio is the person who was the closest to telling the truth the other day when he accidentally said that Israel was the one who pulled us into this. The reporting that we have behind the scenes is that Netanyahu has obviously been wanting to do this for decades. He's been wanting to go to war with Iran for his entire adult life. He was just waiting for a president to come along who was stupid enough to do it. Now, Netanyahu has been waiting for the perfect day and came to Donald Trump and said, "We're going to do this with or without you. If we do it without you, you're just going to get pulled in anyway, so you might as well act like you are supportive of us from day one." Donald Trump did not want to do this. Donald Trump did not want to strike Iran, but in order to save face, he lined up with Netanyahu and got roped into this. But it gets even worse. What Donald Trump wanted to do, according to the reporting, is exactly what happened in Venezuela, which is a decapitation strike that you then use to remove the leader with their number two or their number three, so like the vice president or whoever else is in the regime. Now, in Venezuela, this sort of worked out. Maduro was captured and Delcy Rodriguez, the vice president, stepped into power, and the same regime is currently in place, so nothing really happened, but Donald Trump is able to declare victory on social media. So this is what Trump wanted to do. He wanted it to be Venezuela part two, but Netanyahu said, "No, we do not want to replace the Iranian supreme leader with his number two. We want an entire regime change." Trump's administration did not want a regime change. J.D. Vance in particular did not want a regime change because that means it would last for months, like the reporting that we have now. This is going to last for months. So then Donald Trump and his administration make a list of potential replacements for the Ayatollah. They have multiple replacements listed. Netanyahu decides that they should strike and kill all of those replacements while they're in one place, therefore directly undermining what Donald Trump was trying to do. This is why Trump came out and told Jonathan Carl that the United States accidentally killed multiple people in the attack. Listen, Jonathan Carl tweeted out on March 1st, quote, "President Trump told me tonight that the U.S. had identified possible candidates to take over Iran, but they were killed in the initial attack. Quote, the attack was so successful, it knocked out most of the candidates," Trump said. "It's not going to be anybody that we were thinking of because they are all dead, second or third place is dead. So we knew that Israel pulled us into this war, but the new part is that Israel has been dictating every step of this policy, sideswiping Trump, and that Trump has been lying through his teeth by saying that they didn't mean to kill the leaders, when it was actually Israel that did mean to kill the replacement leaders, therefore undermining the United States mission. Marco Rubio was the only one to accidentally admit this, and then Speaker Mike Johnson kind of admitted it, but then walked it back. It says, quote, Rubio's remarks were the first time a Trump official has explicitly acknowledged Israel as a driving force behind the wars. Quote, we knew there was going to be an Israeli action against Iran, said Marco Rubio. We knew that that would precipitate an attack against American forces, said Marco Rubio. And we knew that if we didn't preemptively go after them before they launched, we would suffer higher casualties. So what he's saying there is Israel pulled us into this war. I mean, he's saying it. He's admitting it. So all of this, when you combine it with this new framework, makes so much sense. And let me just point out, oil prices are currently surging. The stock market is currently tanking, which brings me to the final part of this. After Donald Trump got roped into this by Netanyahu, he quickly realized this is not Venezuela. Venezuela, as messy as it was, as stupid and illegal and unconstitutional as it was, Donald Trump got Maduro and got out relatively unscathed. We didn't see US troops dying. We didn't see retaliatory strikes. The regime is still standing. It wasn't regime change. It was kind of just nothing. It was a nothing burger, honestly. He got the Nobel Peace Prize from Machado, at least. But with this one, it has turned into Donald Trump's worst nightmare. So right when he realized that Israel was yanking him down a path they didn't want to go down, Trump tries to approach Iran for a ceasefire. But at that point, as we know, Iran was not willing to play ball. Essentially, Iran's framework is that 8 months ago, when they were struck by the United States, they think they came across as too weak by not retaliating forcefully. In the eyes of Iran, that opened up the eyes for the United States and Israel to strike more because they thought, hey, Iran's not going to do anything. What is Iran going to do? Like strike some empty fields over in Qatar? Who gives a shit? So Iran's new framework is that we have to inflict maximum damage on the United States. Of course, that's sickening. We don't want enemies inflicting damage on U.S. soldiers. It's awful. Nobody wants that. But that is the framework that Iran is approaching it with. Donald Trump is currently trapped in a corner between the Iranian regime and Netanyahu. Netanyahu is dragging him down to the depths of hell, likely the one committing these war crimes, taking out over 100 school children, 100 schoolgirls in Iran, and Donald Trump is now tanking in popularity because of it. We now have competing factions in Iran trying to gain power within this vacuum because Trump had no backup plan. So it's interesting. Throughout all of this, my repeated line has been Trump has no plan. Marco Rubio has no plan. They don't have any plan. And now we know that's true because Netanyahu was the one who essentially derailed it all and fucked everything up. Now, that's not me saying they had a good plan beforehand or that they were doing something smart beforehand. No, this was all incredibly dumb. But their soft plan to replace the Ayatollah and then just walk away clean was blown up literally by Netanyahu, and now they're being dragged into another forever war. The reporting is that we are spending $1 billion a day on this, of your money, of my money. I send this money to the government, and it's so painful, and this is what they spend it on. This is what they spend it on. The reports are that they are now asking for $50 billion more dollars, and we are now depleting our munitions and our resources on this war. I've said this over and over, but I'm going to be as blunt as possible. I would send money, more money, if we could just do this with Ukraine, if we could protect the Ukrainians, if we could protect the Palestinians, the people in Gaza, or stop the people who are doing settlements in the West Bank. There are so many other self-determination fights that we can enact, but instead we're getting pulled into another long forever war with our buddy Israel, and we're going to see what happens. If this framework helped you all, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe on the Adam Ockler feed for more breaking news. We have debates coming out. We have great content coming out. I'll see you all later, and peace out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.